Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure, Mary Beth. It's good to talk to you.
Okay, let's talk about what you decided not to do, that was to join a crowd, what is now a crowded field, in the race for governor.
It was a hard decision. You know, I'm homegrown Maryland, Baltimore. I went to City College in Baltimore City. I'm a Terp. And I did have experience in running Baltimore County. And I was doing my job and trying to work as hard as I could in Washington as the ranking member on the Intelligence Committee. And a lot of people came to me and said, Dutch, is anyone that has real experience in management, will you consider running for governor? And at first I said, well, I kind of like what I'm doing. But I started to look at it more and more. And then things just got more involved with what we're doing and all the NSA issues and that type of thing. And I had to look at what was right for my family. You know, I have three grandchildren that I love that are out of state, and I wouldn't be seeing them as much as governor. And these are the things you have to weigh. But in the end, I've decided to stay where I am to get to, hopefully my constituents will reelect me as a member of Congress. I work hard in my district for jobs and all the issues that are important in our area. We have the Port of Baltimore in my district. We have Fort Meade. We have Aberdeen. Just a lot of things that are important in my district. And the other thing, too, is that I'm considered to be kind of a moderate Democrat. And, you know, we need more moderate Democrats and Republicans who reach across the aisle to start resolving the issues that need to be resolved for our country. And unfortunately, there are not many of us left over there. And I think that if I did not go for Congress again, and if I am not elected back by my constituents, then it's going to be harder to get things done that we have to for our country.
You know, I know when it comes to making a tough decision, it's the making of it that's difficult. Once you reach the decision, it's usually a relief. Was there a turning point for you?
I think the turning point was that every time that I was willing to focus and talk to my friends, and because when you're running for governor, you have to raise money, what's your agenda going to be? My agenda would have been pretty basic, you know, basic infrastructure, taking care of the basic education, quality of life, that type thing. But it seemed that it got busier and busier in what I do in the Intelligence Committee, it was almost as if I couldn't spend the time to do what I needed to do to run. And then there were some issues that came out that were negative for some of the candidates. And then all of a sudden, more people came and said, Dutch, look, these two key players are not doing well. You got to run. And I said, well, let me look at it again. But in the end, you know, you got to think about it, pray about it, talk to your family, your friends. And I really appreciate my supporters a lot coming out and really having the confidence for me to run for governor. But I can tell you this, whoever's going to be the next governor, I'm going to do whatever I can as a member of Congress to help them on behalf of our state.
Which, of course, brings me to the next question. Who would you like to have be our next governor?
Well, as you know, there's nobody from the Baltimore area. So I'm going to be meeting with the candidates, and I've been in contact with them throughout this whole process. And I'm going to be meeting with them, and I want to know what their agenda is. I want to know how they're going to win. I want to know what they're going to do about the issues that are important in the Baltimore region, since there's no one from the Baltimore region who will be involved in a statewide office. And yet there are only eight of us in Congress in Washington, so we work closely with our governor. But I want to make sure that there's a balance between what we do in our entire state.
Okay, if you don't name the name, what characteristics would you like to see in our next governor?
I want to see somebody. The key to management is hiring good people. I mean, if I have successes in what I do, and it's the people who work for you, get the right people. You have to be once the election is over, you have to be bipartisan. You have to work
even
together.
In Maryland.
You have to have a plan. Yeah, you have to. And you know, one of the things that and I think this is what we need more in Washington to do. We need more people who serve in local government, where the rubber meets the road. And when you come up through local government in politics, you know there are things that have to get done, the basics. And I want to make sure that the next governor is going to focus on the things that are important to our constituents. That's the jobs, making sure our education system is strong. We've got a lot of work to do in our transportation system. You know, because of the lack of money in the recession, we are not where we need to be in infrastructure and transportation. By the way, that creates jobs. And I also, I'm interested in law enforcement. You know, I was a former prosecutor. I'm now on the Intelligence Committee, and you know, it's a very important. My role of government is to keep our people safe.
Real quick, I'm just wondering, you will make an endorsement, right?
Oh, yeah. It's my intent to make an endorsement, but I want to see what the agenda is going to be. My only commitments are not any personal commitments to me, but a commitment to my constituents and our constituents on the state of Maryland and how we're going to make Maryland the best state in the country.
All right, Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger, good luck in your next campaign for Congress.
Take care. Thank you.
You too. Bye.